the park's timeless to me. I've got three or four of the head coaches in the SEC that when they come here and play, they're like, just the setting, I think, from a real estate proposition where we're located on campus, I think it's just one of the best settings that there is. It's a timeless ballpark. Mr. Sanford, under the leadership of Hal Baird at that time, they built a timeless ballpark. I think it's got a Camden Yards. I think it's got a Wrigley feel. I think it's got a Fenway thing that I think people appreciate. It was not a stadium because it was the best stadium in America, voted that way, I think, around 2001 as the number one college baseball facility, and it has stood the test of time. Some of these aluminum tin cans, after about 10 years, you got to junk them and scrap them and redo right. it. But this is a timeless, beautiful ballpark. I love Plainsman Park. But everything is, it's out of my hands, is my next answer. I'll go anywhere. I'll try to help in any way to keep promoting our program. I don't want Auburn to be second to none to anybody in baseball. I understand our football print. I understand that we have a bunch of amazing sports with a bunch of amazing coaches. Bruce Pearl is is the man.
Sure.
Final Four, how much fun is that for all of us that love Auburn to see that? I want to feel like Auburn's second to none in everything that we do. And I want Auburn baseball. I'm so passionate about it that I want to see that matched by everybody and see us care. And what do we want Auburn baseball to continue to look at? I just keep saying, come join us, keep helping us. The park now is running into 20 plus years of age, you know. And you just look at what all the commitment's been in the Southeastern Conference. All 14 schools that play baseball in the Southeastern Conference have made a commitment to baseball. They're all in on baseball. It was not that way in 2000. So in the last decade and a half, two decades, everybody's decided to go for the baseball piece. Kentucky's new ballpark. Florida's got one coming online being built right now. Mississippi State's, Arkansas last week announced a $27 million player development piece. I like our park, and here's what I'm convicted on. I'm not trying to be anybody else or necessarily try to keep up with anybody else, but what do we, not what we want, what do we need for our players to continue developing at a rate the same as everybody else? That's what I want help with. I want help with somebody telling me, what do we need to continue? Because this facility we have right now, it just finished in the Final Eight. You know, if we could catch another ball or two, we might have won the national championship. That's what I think. We're in both games. We played great in front of that crowd. We did it for 8 2/3 the first night. After sitting there a night after a rain inning, we come back and we played solid baseball and had the time run at the plate in the ninth inning to end the ball game. So I'm more interested in what we need. I have not been out here raising I've not been beating any drums saying, you know, we need a $70 million stadium. That's not my style. But I want us to be second to none. I want us to embrace baseball. And that'll be a neat question that we're probably in the middle of answering right now. How good do we want to sustain? How good do we want to be for the long term of Auburn baseball? And this is neat. That's my job, is to try to create that question for everybody that loves Auburn.